Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money at Menards.
I felt the rush of the Rio Grande into Yellowstone, and I've seen firsthand Niagara Falls and the lights of Vegas. A crisscross down to Key Biscayne and Chi-Town via Bangor, Maine. Think I've seen it all, and all I can say is, how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud. Tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big, bold, round world. But how about them cowgirls? She's riding coast in Steamboat Springs, bailing hay outside Abilene. She's trying hard to fit in some city, but her home is neat that big blue sky and the northern plains and those other wide open spaces. Nowadays there ain't as many, but how about them something? Sure are some proud girls, and you can't tell them nothing. I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big, whole, round world. But how about them? A man who wants her to be herself, and she'll never change, don't know how to hide her stubborn will or her fighting side. But you treat her right and she'll love you like no one else. Yeah, how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't say something, sure are some proud girls, but you can't beat the loving. And I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big, whole, round world. But how about them cowgirls? How about them, boys?
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
On that song, How About Them Cowgirls, you wrote in your book that it's the first time that you rhymed girls four times. But I actually think this is one of the best rhymes of your career, the way you do this.
I did rhyme the other part of the chorus and stuff like that, but it just says it a lot. It's just, how about them cowgirls? Sure are some proud girls. You rhyme girls a lot, but it just seemed right. I tell you right now, girls, they just be seven wonders of this big old round world. Then there's the rhyme. How about them cowgirls? But I got cowgirls everywhere. And I wrote that with Casey Bethard, and Casey's real good and all that stuff. But, you know, I can remember, like, in the bridge, she don't need you and she don't need me. Well, we added she don't need me after a while, because it's like, wait a minute, I don't want George. I want him to be humble too. You know, I want him to be down there like, she don't need me. You know, you got to make the singer want to sing it. The singer has to be in a certain light. And that light there is like, she don't need you and she don't need me. And that makes a girl feel good. And that's one of George's favorite songs to do live. He does every show to this day.
Yeah, yeah. Often I think closing the shows with it, right? I was listening to it last night again, and I was like, that bridge is one of the best bridges I've ever heard. Because not only does it say that, it says she can do just fine on her own two feet, but she wants a man who wants her to be herself. I mean, that's a cowgirl, man. And like, you just captured it.
Well, you know, the second verse was different. The second verse is, she's riding colts in Steamboat Springs. Originally, that was, she's bucking broncs in Steamboat Springs. And when George got it, him and his wife, Norma, got a hold of, I think, Tony Brown, the producer, who got a hold of us. And they wanted, you know, and George is like, she goes, well, George wants, says, Norma wants to know if you can change that to riding colts in Steamboat Springs, because she don't buck broncs. Like, you know, in her real life, George's wife. What was crazy about it, it's a better rhyme. She's riding colts in Steamboat Springs. So you got the colts and the bolt. They all rhyme. You know, they come out of your mouth real nice. Whereas bucking broncs has got those
little internal rhyme, huh?
Hard, yeah. So that was a better thing. And then I used Steamboat Springs because my friend Mark Sanders, who I wrote a lot of those other songs with, he had bought a place in Steamboat Springs, and I loved the name. I also, when I got Songwriter of the Year, they went to Steamboat Springs to ski, and we all went and stuff. So I had it in my head. Mark was always wishing he was a writer on it later on, because I had Steamboat Springs in it. But I go, but Mark wrote, I Hope You Dance. And I go, well, I wish I was on that one, Mark.
So this song has strings on it, and not all of your songs have strings on it. And very few do, in fact.
George isn't afraid to put strings on it. I had Tony Brown, when they had that song done, and he let me and Casey come in and listen to it before it came out. He's like, the strings, he says, this is George's Rhinestone Cowboy. And there's a lick in there that is the actual Rhinestone Cowboy string part. Na, 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 like a rhin- and if you listen to the song in the middle of it, it does a Rhinestone Cowboy string lick. And because George, in some of his songs, he's not afraid to put strings. You know, that's, you know, I mean, he's... that's just him. And so this song here, there's been like four or five different videos done on this song of cowgirls, and they're all good. You know, they're just, some of them are just stills of cowgirls and horses, but I'm so proud of this song. And it's like, I've had people call me up that are musicians. And like, I had one guy in Ohio or something, and a friend of mine I knew, and he said, man, we learned this song. He says, I had no idea it was this hard to learn. He says, man, you guys wrote that? I don't know how you did it, because I can't even figure out how to play it. You know, and I was like, well, and I've had the same thing happen on There You Are, the Martina song that was in a movie. I've had a keyboard player goes, man, that sounded really easy until I tried to figure out how to play it. It's in two separate keys. Like the verse is in one key, then you got to transpose to another key. But if you do it right.
It bounces between G and D, but it's very subtle. Is it why?
I don't know what key she's doing it in. Yeah, it'll be where the root will be the one, and then all of a sudden the root is the five chord. I don't have it on the tip of my fingers right now, but if you listen to it and you try to play it, it'll twist your head around a little bit, but it sounds so natural when you listen to it.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's like this overlap. Yeah, that was in the movie Where the Heart Is with Natalie Portman, Sally Field, and Ashley Judd. In the wedding scene. And I think this is, in some respects, been a wedding classic song. This song has been played at a lot of weddings.
because it's such a beautiful love song. Do you think this is the most beautiful song you've written?
Well, I don't know. I got so many songs that have never been heard. I have a song called I Want to Marry You that's actually only about a year old that's just absolutely gorgeous. I wrote it with Billy Lawson and Muscle Shoals. It may get recorded here pretty soon by a pop artist. I don't know. But you know, I mean, I got songs like, it'd be great to hear somebody like Adele.
A crossover pop artist like that.
Oh, man. Lady Gaga or Adele. I mean, those women, they sing so good. And then there's songs like, I got a song, That's a Man, that Jack Ingram made a single out of. Jack Ingram from Texas. And I wrote that with Mark and Stephen Dell Jones in Steamboat. But That's a Man is written about my dad, the last verse. And it would be a great song for Bruce Springsteen. And so would Drinking Class, Lee Bryce single. That'd be great for Springsteen.
Well, he just got in a little trouble with drinking. I don't think he's going to do that anytime soon.
That'll make him do it, probably.
Maybe. Seems like he was set up there. He had a 0.2 rating.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.